Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Girls vs. Ghosts Radio. Welcome to the Dr. Gina Show. Dr. Gina is a health and wellness advocate with a doctorate in occupational therapy. She graduated from NYU with a degree in psychology, finished her master's degree at Thomas Jefferson University, and earned her doctorate at Temple University, as well as she holds many certifications in nutrition, personal training, child yoga. Gina now works in early intervention, specializing in children with autism. Gina is an animal lover. She supports many rescue organizations and enjoys advocating for animal rights. Join Dr. Gina as she takes you on a journey to live your best life now.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Dr. Gina Show. So I have been off for several weeks. I really missed connecting with everybody. So don't forget that you can listen to the show and call in and ask topics about the show, or you can ask another question, and the call-in number is 646-668-8490. So I want to thank my producer, Sharla Hardin, who is here to help me with the callers and the show. I feel like I've missed her because I haven't been doing my show for a few weeks, and she's been very busy. You can follow her on social media, Girls vs. Ghosts, Sharla Hardin, and she's doing some really cool projects, some documentaries on some war series, and that's going to be really cool, and she should be releasing that either at the end of 2019 or possibly 2020. So also on Girls vs. Ghosts Media, if you follow us, we have many other shows that Sharla produces, so you can find them there. After, our shows are always pre-recorded, and you can always find them on blogtalkradio.com, Girls vs. Ghosts Media, and just look for our specific show. Mine would be the Dr. Gina Show. So I want to welcome all the listeners that are out there listening, some of the regular listeners. Hi, Heather. Heather does all of our social media. She's responsible for all the amazing banners that tells you what time our shows are on and puts our pictures on and makes them amazingly beautiful. I don't know how she does it, but I want to give her a shout out and thank you, Heather, for being the best social media person we have. Also, I want to shout out to some of my clients who I know are listening. So I hope that they call in and not be shy, because every time someone calls in, it gives other people a chance to learn not only from their question, but also gives other people confidence to call in. So always feel that you can call in. So on my show, if this is your first time listening to my show, what I do is I talk about different topics. Now, I am a psychic medium, so a lot of times during my show, I will be channeling through my, using my mediumship. So that would be, I would be connecting to the higher source, which I connect to the council, and the council is a higher energy. So a lot of times I do connect. I go between Dr. Gina, and being a doctor that I am, I have a master's degree in counseling and a doctorate degree in rehabilitation. So I do have a lot of experience. So you get a little bit of my mediumship, my psychic work, and some of my schooling. So it's kind of a combination when you listen to the show. What I really want to do on this show is help you on a journey of your soul, to help you live your best life through your soul's journey. And I do that by, again, connecting to the council. I use my guides, and sometimes some I connect to other spirits. Bruce is one of them, and if you listen to me, you understand that Bruce is one of the spirits I connect to. People seem to like him. He comes through a lot for love questions, and he will make me cough continuously before he comes in, just to let me know it's him. He wants to take the credit. So if you hear me, if I'm coughing, it's usually him coming in, and he gets really excited to come in. So he comes in a lot, and I call him Bruce with the juice, and everyone always likes his information, and he's a really cool spirit to channel. So on tonight's topic, I'm going to talk about the higher self. So I just want to give you a little background. If, again, if you're listening to my show, you know that I like to give you a little background about my past week and what I did. So obviously haven't been on in 3 weeks. And in these past 3 weeks, I've had a lot happen. I got to go to Gettysburg, and in Gettysburg, I spent a weekend there in Gettysburg, and I had connected to some really cool people, Madame Della Witch and JB, and they do a lot of television shows and very spiritual place. I had an amazing experience with them. This past weekend, I went to Salem, Massachusetts for SalemCon with Weird Weekends. I had an amazing time. It was my first con. I'm kind of new in this paranormal, and everyone kind of knows each other. So for me, it was super cool. I got to meet Ken Bogle, who has called in on my show before, and he is Tower Date with Ken Bogle. He is amazing. Just the fun that he is, besides being an amazing card reader. It was amazing to meet him. I also met Brian, who is going to be on Weird Weekends, on the psychic gallery that we're doing in October, and you can find that on my page in Weird Weekends. He does energy paintings. That was amazing. And I met Exy, who is also a psychic medium, and she as well is amazing. And I met a lot of the Ghost Hunter crews from Weird Weekends, and Lindsay and Donnie and Wendy. And I, for the first time, like I've told you guys, I have never done actual ghost hunt. I had sat with an EVP once or twice with some friends who had one, you know, part of the psychic school that I went to. And we did do it. One time we did an investigation on a house without the EVPs, but I've never been a part of like a real ghost hunter like crew yet. And I had met DPX from Detroit. I met Todd and Jeff and Lauren, and they're super amazing. And they had a lot of cool stories. So, and Donnie from Weird Weekends and Lindsay and Wendy had brought an EVP to this house that we were staying in. We were staying in Salem, Mass, which is, you know, super cool with all the witches trials, and definitely one of my past lives, which I know I was a witch in my past life, but not one that was killed. I was not killed, but I was. So I definitely had a lot of, like, I love the fact that we're going to Salem. Also, I was raised right in Lawrence, Massachusetts, which is really close, in Salem, New Hampshire, but I left when I was young, so I don't really remember much about that. So we're in this house, and they told me they had their equipment, their EVP, and this other light thing. I really don't know the names for everything, but I was so excited, and they said, do you want to talk to spirits tonight? Because that night before, we had heard a lot of movement in the house, and each of us thought it was the other person, so we realized no one was in that bathroom. So that night, we came home, and Donnie took the EVP, and he said to the spirit, he's like, hello, is anyone here? And I heard him through my mediumship channel say his name was John. So when we listened back to the EVP, he clearly said John, which obviously is super cool for me. Being a medium, when I have a client or if I'm doing a gallery and I do get names, like I don't always get names. Sometimes I get initials or they'll talk really fast and I'll get like a part of the name. But when I do get the name and it's validated from the client, that's great validation for me, because although I'm a medium and I have had much validation, it helps me to know, because sometimes I'm skeptic and sometimes I wonder, am I really talking to them? So when I heard him say John, and then when we played back the EVP and he clearly said John, it was just great that I heard it and that I could actually validate it. And then through then, of course, I was talking to him through my medium channel, and then we would play back the EVP and he would validate a lot of the things that I was hearing. So for me, it was like super amazing. Like, I can't even tell you how addicted I am for this. And then, which I didn't know, I had told you, and some of my listeners know, that since I was a little child, I had always seen spirits. And then I would always like feel their presence. And I was always, always, always afraid of the basement and the attic and the houses we lived in. Always afraid of them. I didn't want to go there. And even though they were pretty much, they were finished and weren't like, it was like a scary hole, but I never liked to go in either room. So Donnie had told me, let's go down the basement to the house. He goes, because spirits like to be in the basement and the attic. And I was like, oh my God, now I know why that makes so much sense, when I was so afraid as a little kid to go down there. So this was so crazy. So we go down to the basement, right? And Donnie asks the spirit, he said, does it bother you that a lot of people come through your house? Because it's like an Airbnb. And then when we played the EVP back, the spirit clearly said, as long as they stay upstairs. This was so amazing for me, again, just to hear the voice on the EVPs. Because when I hear spirit, it's just for me, it's, you know, it's in my mind. But to actually have this EVP put a voice to it, it was amazing. Then he had this other equipment. I can't remember the name of it, but it was this light thing. So apparently if the spirit touches this light thing or puts his energy over the light thing, like all these lights light up. So he put it in the middle of the floor, and he asked the spirit, you know, John, if he would touch this thing. Now, through my mediumship channel, I heard him say he was afraid to touch it. He don't know what it is. He doesn't want to touch it. And so he wasn't going to touch it. And I tried to talk him into it, and I showed him I could touch it. And he said, no, I'm not touching it. I'm not going to touch it. So when we played it back and they asked the spirit, will you touch the thing? He goes, no, I'm not going to touch it. I'm afraid to touch it. Just like what I heard him say again. And he wouldn't touch it. And it was, I can't even explain it. So to sum this all up, this is the most mind-blowing of all. It was the last night and we were leaving. I was leaving. It was like they were driving me back to the airport. It was Sunday. So Donnie pulls out the EVP and he said, Gina's leaving, John. And I said, bye, John. Thank you for, you know, letting me stay in your house. Played back the EVP and clear as day, the spirit said, bye, Gina, take care. I just, like, almost died. Like, and now I'm thinking, like, at least he didn't follow me home. He was a very good spirit. He stayed there, very respectful, very much. He lived in the house with his wife, who was also there, and we had talked to a couple other of his friends who were there. So it was just an amazing experience. And for the spirit to say, goodbye, Gina, take care, then that just stuck with me. Besides the fact that I had an amazing night at SoundCon the weekend, just connecting with such amazing people, and I was just so happy to be there. But that EVP and the spirit just topped everything off. So just wanted to add that. And now I'm going to get into my topic, which is the higher self. So the higher self, people wonder, like, people have all different ideas about the higher self. So let me say the best way for me to explain the higher self would be, like, I call it, like, your smarter self. The higher self is your soul without the ego. The higher self is pure soul. So if you listen to pure soul, that's exactly what your higher self is. So when you think of the higher self, just think of your soul minus your ego, minus that, like, subconscious mind, minus the programming that we get stuck in. It's just pure help. Your higher self knows what your Akashic record states. It knows what you wanted to do as a soul when you come here. Your higher self is the smartest person you can connect to, even better than your spirit guides. Your spirit guides help you, but your higher self is you. So your spirit guides obviously connect to your higher self. And when they connect to your higher self, it's a conversation through spirit. So when you're talking to your spirit guides, they are talking to your higher self. So you can either connect to your spirit guides or your higher self to get the answers that you need. So here's a good way to know, like, if you're, let me just talk about meditation when you want to talk to your higher self. Meditation is difficult. It's difficult for me, and it always has been difficult for me. And I've only just started meditating probably in the last year. I never really thought that I could do it. And when I first did it, the first experience I ever had, and I'm sure I spoke about this before, my friend Joanna had sent me something from Archangel Michael and said, I need to do this meditation. And I did it, and I actually levitated my arms and legs like up in the air. My butt didn't leave the bed, but I looked at the mirror, and I was levitating. I got so nervous, I shut off the meditation tape. But that was my first time doing it, so I think I was just so relaxed. I was able to meditate. So what meditation does is it quiets your mind. It turns off that subconscious mind. It turns off the ego. And what that does, it allows your higher self to talk. So you ask your higher self questions before the meditation. So you can go into a meditation and say you want to know, say you're looking for a job and two companies have approached you. Kellogg's and Light Bright. I don't even know why I made that up, but Kellogg's and Light Bright. So both companies, and you don't know what job to take, and you're back and forth with it in your head, and you can't figure it out, and you're asking your friends. So you go into a meditation, and you set your intention before your meditation. I need to know, you know, what job is better for me. So there could be different aspects of the job. Say Kellogg's pays more than Light Bright. Say it's like even $5,000 to $7,000 more. So you're thinking you better take Kellogg's because they pay more. However, what you don't know, and your higher self does know, is that you should really take Light Bright even though they pay less, because that is the journey you want to take for the long term. That has more potential. But you're just getting clouded by fear of, let me take the job that has more money, fear of social conditioning, make more money, but you're not listening. So when you quiet your mind, you go in with that intention, and you just listen. Just listen. It might seem very hard, but listen. When you come out of your meditation, write it down. So you might hear things like promotion, longevity, and things like that when you say, should I take the job for Light Bright, knowing that they pay less? And you just start looking at some of the things that you've heard. And meditation like this works really well right before you go to sleep and you go into a dream state. And as soon as you wake up, you pick up your journal and you start writing it down. Because those words, they may seem jumbled at the time. But when you sit there and look at them and you can make sense of them, you're through that meditation, be it meditation in the morning, which is amazing, or meditation right before you go to sleep and you wake up and you start to journal, you'll have your answers because your higher self wants to tell you, of course, because they know the journey that you've chose to come here, the journey of your soul. They know what it is that you want to accomplish here. They know what it is that you want to do to elevate your soul, to go through your lessons. So they're going to tell you. And it is easier said than done. This is not easy. It's kind of like it comes with practice. Just like if you're starting to run, you might be running for 5 minutes, 10. You have to work through it until you learn how to breathe, how to run, and how to work through that run. So pretty soon you're running for a half an hour. The same thing with meditation. You might want to start for 5 minutes, then 10 minutes, and then your thoughts will keep moving. But if you have like a fan, you can listen to the fan. But if you're lucky enough to be in nature and you can listen to the birds, you can tune your mind into just listening to the sound. Or you could just practice breathing and practice the breath. You'll get better at it as long as you continue to practice. This is something that I have to do. I'm not really good at this, but I have to work through it because meditation, I hear it from my guides. I hear them always telling me this is what you have to do. You have to meditate. I hear it from other people. So I clearly know that meditation is key to so many things in life. So it's on my list of things to do, and it should be on your list too. It's like your ultimate teacher. It's your best guide. Again, it's better than your spirit guides because it's you. It's your higher self. It's your soul. Your spirit guides are guiding you, and they know a lot. But they're up there with your higher self. Nobody knows more than your higher self. So you should make a daily date with your higher self to find out what questions you need answered, and your higher self is going to pull through all the time. So let's start now. If you remember, if you were following me on my social media, in March, I did manifestation March. So now we're in April. And April I'm going to use as a meditation month to really learn how to practice. In March, we really practice manifestation. Now, to get those manifestations that we've been practicing so much of in March, and a lot of people are doing really well, got a lot of inboxes, got a lot of messages about the manifestation March. And don't be worried if your manifestation March has not come true yet, because all that work you put in and everything you put into your energy has maybe not come to physical yet. Let's put into place meditation for April, connecting to your higher self. And that's the component that will help all that manifestation, because you might not see your physical manifestations that we've been practicing all through March, but once they're already in your physical, they're already in your energy. To bring them into physical, maybe you could do some meditation and just trust and believe, and then they'll start coming. Because everything you manifested or put into your manifestation in March, it's there. It might not be seen yet, but it's going to be seen if you can continue to believe, because you already asked. Now you have to believe, and the more you believe and the more you let go is when you're going to start to receive. So for April, let's all practice meditation. You can choose whatever it is you want. So say we're already in like second week of April, so we got like 4 weeks. So let's do, for the first week, we could have done 5 minutes. That's over. So now you're on the second week. That's 10 minutes. The third week, that's at another 15. For the fourth week, we're up to 20. 20 is a great limit. It's not too much and it's not too little. So work your way up to 20 minutes of meditation for April. This will just help you find the simple truth in any question that you ask. Again, talking to your higher self. So another thing is, like, people get confused when they're talking to their higher self or they're asking a question. When you know you're talking to your higher self, it's almost like, I remember when I would first get messages from the council. Again, I started out with kind of doing cards, and I would always wonder, how come I don't know the future? How come I can't see the future? I used to get upset with this, because when I used to go to the psychics on the boardwalk, they would tell me, oh, yeah, you're going to marry John or Paul. Zeta. Of course, I never did. But, you know, they always seemed to know the future. And I could not figure out how come I knew the past. I knew the present, but I couldn't figure out the future. It would drive me crazy that I couldn't. Of course, now, talking to spirit, talking to the council, I know that the future, there's a lot of future that is written in your records. And it says, this is what I'm going to do when I come here. But that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to hit that. It's saying, kind of like you write your goals, you know, you really want to achieve your goals. You write your goals every week or however people write them. And you don't write them because you're going to say, well, some people write them and say, oh, I hope I do it. But some people write their goals and for sure you're like, I'm going to accomplish this. This is what I'm going to do this week. You know, your to-do list. I write the to-do list. I'm like, today I'm going to go to the post office, da-da-da. You know, I never really make the to-do list for sure. So that's kind of like your Akashic Records, like your soul's journey. You write down what you're going to do. You write down what you want to accomplish. You write down some of the lessons you want to learn, some of the things in your past lives that you've been through, and you want to accomplish all this because you want to elevate your soul. But that doesn't necessarily mean, again, it's like a to-do list. You don't always get through it. You say, I want to come here. Most likely when I see it, I ask for percentages a lot. So say that in your Akashic Records and your soul's journey this time, you say, well, this time I'm going to experience marriage. Maybe you didn't experience before. So one of the things you want to do is, I'm going to experience marriage. So you've written it there. Most likely you're going to accomplish it. And sometimes I can clearly see, yes, you're definitely getting married because the percentage is so high based on all your energy. But you could go off the mark. You could not hit it. So this is why talking to your higher self really helps, because your higher self knows those soul contracts that you made, not only with your higher self, but with other people. They know the test that you wanted to go through. They know the challenges. Your higher self knows everything. So just imagine, like, thank you, God, that I can talk to the council for all of you and help through your Akashic Records. I can talk to your higher self. I can't do it so much for me. because I get confused with my subconscious mind. I have a funny story. I just want to add this in real quick about your higher self, because I'm talking about me talking to my higher self. So I listened to my intuition, but again, I was always confused about it. And since these last 4 years, as I've been talking about, has been one hell of a spiritual awakening journey. I'd say 2 years, I planted a lot of negative weeds, like in my weed garden, which I've talked about, slipped down into hell. And then these last 2 years, I've been building it back up. So 2 years in, about 2 years ago, year and a half ago, complete crazy spiritual awakening, spiritual journeys. And I had met my higher self probably for the first time less than 2 years ago through a couple spiritual journeys. And it was completely mind-blowingly changing. And I remember one time I was sleeping. This is so crazy. So I'm sleeping, and I was sleeping next to my guy I was in a relationship with, and I heard my higher self talk to his higher self. And my higher self said to his higher self, this is when she's going to leave you, and we're going to go through, and it's going to be like a fun ride, and pretty much high-five each other, and they laughed. Obviously, we had some type of soul contract that we're working out. My soul and his soul. I heard my higher self talk to his higher self in some kind of dream state. And at that time, I was like, wasn't really sure I was leaving the situation. Wasn't really sure, but I did. And it was kind of like high five. And we both, since I had left, we have both been through so much growing that I don't think we could have done together. But I heard that happen, kind of just like, this is it. It was already written in my soul contract and his, obviously, that we were going to go through this. And we had already grown so much together in the couple years we were together. And this time that we were not together has definitely been growing for both of us too. And I heard it, and it just played itself out to the T to where I am today. And that's how your higher self knows that. They know what you want to do. They know when it's time. And it was a joke. Like, my higher self pretty much high-fived his higher self and said, let's go. Of course, this wasn't easy for me physically to walk away from, you know, this relationship. It wasn't easy. But my higher self was, like, pretty laughing about, like, it means nothing. It's cool. It's just all part of the journey. And people get so caught up in that. And I'm one of them, believe me. My friends are listening. They know that. Regular Gina, and I'm always like, regular Gina is so different than, you know, Dr. Gina, or when Gina's channeling, or, you know, whatever you want to say. But regular Gina is right along with all you guys. And I'm always looking, even this weekend when I went, I had my readings with Ken Boggle and, you know, XD and Brian. Like, I had my readings too. I have my spiritual advisors to keep me straight, to talk to my higher self, because I can't always contact my higher self because my brain gets confused. But when I'm doing readings for other people, I clear there's no confusion, because my ego isn't getting in the way of when I'm channeling. But anyway, so like when you talk to your higher self, like I had heard, it's nothing's a big deal. Everyone gets so caught up down here in earth with big deals. And again, I was one of them. I'm not saying I'm not, but I'm probably channeling a lot of this. So when I channel this, like that's me channeling, but that's not regular Gina. So when we're down here and we're living this human life, we get so caught up in different things, and it's the ego. And we chose to come here to fight through that, to not have this ego. And people walk around and they want to have, like, oh, but I really want to get that car, because that car, I want to have a Jaguar, I want to have this. And that's all cool and all, but when it becomes like an obsession, like that, I have to have this car, and it's a status, and it means something like that. And it could be like a struggle for some people. They'll get the expensive car that they're just like killing themselves just to pay for this car because it means something to them. But when you're living through your higher self or your soul, you're not living through your ego. You just find, like, it comes easier for you too anyway. When you're actually living through your higher self and you believe and you're manifesting, you're meditating, you're talking to your higher self, getting that Jaguar is so easy. It's just like once you take away that ego and you're just living in yourself and living for your higher self, getting a Jaguar is easy. But when it becomes like a status and you're so caught up in this human world here and I have to drive my Jaguar and this and that, it's not even fun to have it because you're so caught up in, oh, did I get a scratch on it? And it's just a car. You know, big deal if you get a scratch on it. I just remember getting my new Ford Explorer. It's like I was loving my Ford Explorer. It's brand new. And within the first week, I parked outside of school, and somebody put their name Daniel in the hood of my car, Daniel. And everyone was like, oh, my God, they carved your name. Aren't you so upset? You know, to this day, like that car is like 4 or 5 years old now. I don't care. It's still carved in there. I never got it fixed. I don't care. It doesn't even matter to me. It's so like dumb. I just keep it there now just to be like, it doesn't even matter. Daniel's been there since like the first week I had my car, and it doesn't matter. You have to just kind of walk away from the ego thing and just kind of connect to yourself, your higher self and your soul. Live through love, live through your heart. And when you start doing that, life becomes so easy. You don't take things so seriously. It took me a while to do that, and for the last maybe, I'm still on, I'm not even 2 years of living this way, but my life has completely changed just when I live through my heart and connect to things and don't get so upset. I just live through my higher self. I put that ego aside. I could really care less about things that used to bother me so much. I don't care. You know, I want to look nice, you know, I want to have nice things, but I don't have to go out and buy a new outfit for every single time I go out because I used to be in that picture. It's just more or less about just living through your heart and just being simple and trusting yourself and growing spiritually. Growing spiritually is the biggest award. It's not so much how many material possessions you can get. It's just how much did you elevate your soul when you were here? Because all these things disappear when you're gone. You can't take them with you. You can't stay for a rainy day because that's another thing. You have to, like everyone, even growing up, most of you out there listening, you probably had parents that would say, you got to save up for a rainy day. You know, you have to have your health insurance. I remember being a kid just telling my mom all the time, like, she'd be like, oh, you can't quit. I would just quit jobs. I never saved up for a rainy day. I never got that, but I was definitely and still am a free soul. Just you have to live to be smart, sure, but you can't get so caught up in, oh, I can't go spend the money here. I can't do this. I can't do that. As long as you trust and believe, it just keeps coming. And then you can ask your higher self, like, what can I do to, you know, manifest more money? And just quiet your mind, and they'll tell you. Everything you want in this world, you can have. There's nothing that you can't have. There's nothing you can not create. There's no limit at all. And your best friend is your higher self. Your higher self is going to be the best opinion you can get. Your mother, if she's still alive and you're blessed, she's not even as good as your higher self because she has ego. But your higher self doesn't. So learn to meditate, learn to connect to your higher self, and there you go. You got your best friend. So a lot of people are thinking, well, and a lot of people that are trying it say it's really hard. It is. It's not easy. But you got to keep practicing it. You got to keep believing. And you got to just keep thinking positively, positive thoughts. When you go to sleep, just think of whatever it is that you want. Do a little meditation. Say that you want to get that new job. Just think of yourself in that new job and ask your higher self, what steps do I have to take to get this new job? And again, as soon as you wake up, you write it down because your higher self is going to give you those answers. They're going to help guide you. No one else is going to help guide you as well as your higher self. So you have to learn to trust in your higher self. You have to learn to listen to your higher self, and you have to learn to know what your higher self sounds like. A lot of people say, you know, I've heard this before, and I'm sure a lot of you heard this. I first, you know, contacted my higher self through like trauma, but it doesn't, you know, they've been in a car accident and all of a sudden they had a connection to their higher self. They went through like, you know, some kind of terror, but that doesn't have to be how you can listen to your or find out your higher self. It doesn't have to be through trauma. It can just be, again, through peaceful meditation where you just need to find your higher self. It could be through journaling, just quieting your mind and just writing some things that come to your mind. So if you can't meditate, just ask yourself a question. Say that you're trying to move. Maybe you want to move to California, but you're not sure if it's the right move. Ask your higher self, like, quiet your mind, try a little meditation. Ask your higher self, should I move to California? And just start writing, like, write down everything. So ask the question and just write down whatever they say. So they could say family, and family could be in California. So they're giving you words. Family, they could say success. Just listen to what they say. Just keep writing, keep writing, keep writing. And then when you're all done, just go back and look what you wrote, because those are messages from your higher self. As long as you can keep your ego out of that, and you, this is going to take practice too, just like meditation. This automatic writing, it's going to take practice. But the more you ask your higher self, quiet your mind, and you do this writing, the more you're going to understand what your higher self sounds like and understand the separation and the difference between listening to your higher self and listening to your ego. But you can't get frustrated and you can't give up. You have to continue. And again, it's just like anything. You don't just learn how to play tennis. You know, you have to learn how to hold the tennis racket. You have to learn how to hit the ball. It takes a while. Just like talking to your higher self, it's not just going to come. You have to continue to practice it. And know that your higher self, when you're talking to it, it's logical. So when the higher self is giving you answers, it sounds logical, but when the ego is giving you answers, it's kind of confusion. And that's one way that you can learn how to interpret the difference between your higher self and your ego. Mindfulness, which is kind of like the same thing as meditation. There's a lot of, you can probably find this, I'm sure you can, on YouTube, different ways to practice mindfulness. And again, it's a lot like, it's kind of synonymous with meditation, but just learning to, again, connect to your truth, to get that ego out of the way, to quiet it, to take those breaths, stay in nature, practice. You could even go to the ocean if you're near the ocean, and it doesn't just, again, have to be meditation where you're just sitting there in the own position. You could just walk and listen to the waves crash. Talk to your higher self. Ask questions. I'm going to tell you the experience about Gettysburg, actually. And again, even though I do this for my clients, I do this, you know, for gallery readings. For me, it's doing it for myself is different, talking to my higher self. So, and I live in New York City, so there's very, I don't have that much quiet, and my life is really busy. And if I have 20 minutes to do something, that's kind of rare time for me. So trying to get in a meditation for 20 minutes is very hard, especially to try to make that a quiet time. So when I did go to Gettysburg, which Gettysburg for me was complete country, so the whole trip was amazing. Like, just the train ride was, when I'm driving, I can meditate a little bit, but I have to be more aware because I'm on the road. So I don't get a full meditation in. But I took the train to Gettysburg, and this was a few hours train ride. And it gave me the ability to just quiet my mind and look out the window and see the rocks. And I wasn't connecting to my higher self on the ride to Gettysburg, but I was learning how to just be in the moment, be in the now, which is another thing that you should practice, just being in the now. Just that helps you get to the point where you can talk to your higher self, just experiencing being in the now. So every time when I was on this train ride, if my thought, I made an intention before I got on the train that I'm going to drive to the train, I'm going to practice being in the now. So I'm going to look out the window and look at, you know, the scenery on the train and be in the now. So I appreciated the rock. If I drove past certain houses, I would look at them. I would just practice slowing my mind, being in the now, rather than think, how long is it going to take me to get here? Where am I going? Like, thinking in the future or thinking of all the problems I had about yesterday. I just was in the now, because I knew that when I got there, because I'm going to be in some type of nature out there, that I'm going to practice my meditation. So it was an intention I sent before I got there. So by the time that I got to Gettysburg, I had this super cool hotel that was in the woods with this creek and these trees and birds. And again, I'm in New York City. I thought, this is super amazing. Like, there was no heat in my room and it was cold, but I didn't even care because my view was, at, like I told you, right out at the creek. So I said, I am going to talk to my higher self. I have a lot of questions. And even my friends will tell you, like, I need to, I'll say, I wish I knew the answers. Like, I can't really talk to my spirits. I can't do this. I can't do that. It's hard for me. I can't do it. I'm always trying to find someone who is a medium like me that can do it. And I haven't really been able to find that person yet. So I said, I'm determined to do this myself. So I sat there and looked out and I said, I had all the questions. I wrote the questions in my journal that I was going to ask my higher self. I wrote them down. And this is kind of like me when I have a client. They ask me questions. I channel the counsel and I get the answers. So I kind of did it the same way, but yet I was the client that I was going to talk to. So I wrote them down and I had a lot of questions about like who I was, who my soul was, my past, because I do past lives for my clients, and I've done mine before a little bit. But I wanted to know, like, who my soul was, where I came from. There was a question I had, and I'm going to do a show on this too, so I'm just going to touch on this now. But I had a question about light and dark in the soul. People could call it positive and negative. I wanted to know, am I light or am I dark? Because there's always been a lot of confusion because I'm always in my soul, like I'm always attracted, obviously, to a lot of the dark side. Where have I been through? That always seems to entice me a little bit. Am I all light? And I remember when I did a spiritual journey, actually my first one, and it really gave me an opening into that, but I had left me a little confused. So I talked to my higher self, my soul, and in detail, they explained to me what my soul was, where I came from, what my soul is made up of, who I am. Mind-blowing detail that, I had touched on through my spiritual journey and different things. I was given bits and pieces of it, but not this detail, not the understanding that I now have who I am, who my higher self is, who my soul is. I clearly know now my past lives and everything that led up to this. The detail was amazing. And then from there, I asked I go on to my next question. I asked about my future. Should I continue to be a psychic medium? Again, I have a doctorate degree. I've been working in occupational therapy. The universe keeps pulling this from me. And I asked that, and they clearly showed me that. And like I said at the beginning of the show, I met this woman who was amazing. Her name is Madame Della Witch from Gettysburg. And I had never met someone that is able to do what I do. I met her, and we had a conversation. And she said to me, she went into about my soul without even me asking. And it was a confirmation of everything that my guides told me without me even asking her. It was mind-blowing that that whole weekend, the answers that I got by just talking to my higher self. But again, before I did it, I had the whole intention set exactly how it was going to happen because I was going to Gettysburg. I figured I'm going to be a little bored because I'm a city girl. I'm here all weekend. What am I going to do? And so I set my intention. I'm going to be in the now, which I practice first. And being in the now, I have been practicing. Being in the now is so crazy. Like, you should try it. It's so weird. Like, if you live in New York City and I practice being in the now, it's almost mind-blowing. So I'm in the now, and I'm just like, oh, man, I see that pigeon. I see, like, I point out the things I see, and I get a few things about the pigeon. Oh, I see the pigeon. He's fat. You know, oh, look at that dog. He's cute. Instead of me, like, walking down the street thinking, picking up my phone, or me walking down the street, I'm going to be late when I get there. What am I going to do? And then after that, what am I going to eat? I just practice, and I still do it not all the time because it's hard, But I practice, like, I want to go be in the now. And this is very difficult in the city because I'm in the now and there's so much happening. So I just acknowledge little pieces of something. If you don't live in the city and you're practicing being in the now, you can just be in the now and you're just, like, really admiring the bird or whatever it is. Just practice being in the now. And after you practice being in the now, which I had practiced, like I said on my ride up there, I made it an intention. I set my intention that I was going to talk to my higher self and I was going to get these few answers from things I needed to. I set the intention. I wrote the questions and it was like, again, like I had a client, but the client was me. And my higher self just talked so much. Again, I was taking notes as my higher self was talking because I didn't want to forget, because when I go into a channel, I go on and on and on. And that was it. I took all the notes and then I asked for validation. And what validation did I get? When I went to this woman, she validated everything. And it wasn't even like a conversation where I was getting a reading from her for anything. We were just in conversation. And she went and validated everything. It was completely mind-blowing. So we're all listening. And if you have me on my Instagram, my Instagram is psychic_medium_Dr. Dr. Gina. And again, last month we did manifestation March. This month we are going to do meditation April. And this is going to be just practicing so that we can practice connecting to our higher self, connecting to get those messages. And again, it's not so difficult, but it is. Because I'm still trying to do it. So I tell you guys this all the time. And we are on a journey together. I learn from you, and I'm blessed to have all of you who do have readings from me, because when I do go into a channel and I start talking, I learn from talking to you. And when people call in the show, everybody learns from your questions. I'm always learning. I'm always learning what's next. I'm always going to a new level. So this what I'm going to try in April is meditation, and I'm going to try it every day. And you can start 5 minutes 1 week, 10 minutes the next week. The next week you're up to 15, then you're at 20. For me, I'm going to do 10 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes at night. It's very difficult for me, meditation, but I'm going to do it. And my meditation, you don't have to have an intention for your meditation. You don't. But I'm going to practice talking to my soul, my higher self, at night. My 10 minutes in the morning, I'm just going to practice just breathing, just quieting my mind. And then what I'm going to do at night for my 10 minutes, I'm going to ask the question before I go to bed. When I wake up, I'm going to have the journal next to me, and I'm going to write down whatever it is I say, because I need to have a better relationship with my higher self. Because, again, I tell you all this time, it's a journey of the soul, and I need to increase my level where I'm at. I need to have a better understanding for where I am, too. So I hope you all try that with me together. And, again, follow me on my Instagram, and we kind of walk through this together. I do have a YouTube station, and my YouTube station, it's on my list of things to do. Like I said, I plan on hopefully putting out some more videos, and I have a camera that I haven't learned how to work yet. But it's on my list of things to do. But again, I haven't done it yet. So anyway, what I want to do today for you guys is I'm going to do some universal readings. And these universal readings I'm going to do right now, I'm using the Rider Wait tarot deck. Now, if you know me, you know I don't use cards. I never do. But sometimes they're fun, and I don't read them like people learn how to read. People might pull a card and say, hey, that's the, I don't even know what they're called here, the Ten of Pentacles. I don't even know, or Major Arcana. Guess what? I don't even know nothing about that. I don't use that at all. I don't know. And people that learn how to read cards will say, oh, that card means da-da-da. Well, to me, it means probably something else 20 times different. It doesn't mean the same for the experienced tarot card deck reader. That's not me. I do it because I don't know why. They tell me to do it when I do this. So anyway, this universal reading is going to be, I'm going to do two of them, okay? I don't know why they told me to do two tonight. So this universal reading now is going to be about love. So whoever's listening or resonates with this, this is probably going to be for you. It's going to be for someone that's listening. It's meant for someone. I don't know who. It might be meant for a couple people. So the question that I'm asking the cards about love is, you know, how does my love life look in April? Okay. So what's it look like? And I'm just going to give a universal reading on this. If it resonates with you, this is for you. So the question is, what does my love life look like for April? Okay. So I'm going to let you know. Oh, and guess what? It's already looking good. So here you go. I'm going to just channel this. So it's pretty much like you've been begging for attention from your lover. You've been begging attention to get a lover. You're just like a beggar. Like, please give me attention. Please give me a lover, universe. I just want a lover. Please, please, please. And you seem to be getting thrown crumbs. Like, oh, here's a little bit of crumbs. Here's a lover for a few weeks. Oh, here's this. Here's just a half-assed lover. You haven't been getting what you want for a lover or a relationship. It's just been, again, just little crumbs. Here. But you're getting the whole package soon. Pretty soon you're going to get everything that you've been looking for and everything that you've been trying to manifest. It's not going to be crumbs. It's going to be one big whole pie. So you just have to have patience in this, okay? Have patience, believe, and know it's coming. You're going to have a lot of peace and tranquility from this new relationship that's coming. And you're going to feel like you got the prize. But know that whoever this reading is for has been asking for this. So they ask, they believe, and they're about to receive because that's how it works. So this is coming for you, and that's on your love life. So now I'm going to do a quick question here on career. So what I'm going to ask for is, am I on the right path for my career? That's the universal question. And again, let's see if this resonates with you. So it is, am I on the right path for my career? So I'm just going to channel this one again. So it seems like you've had a lot of confusion about your career. A lot of like two paths, not knowing what to do, kind of walking around in confusion, not understanding. But you're now going to, you have started to forge ahead, started to take a chance. Like you've taken a chance. You've released fear. You've pulled your feet off the ground. You've kind of said, I'm into this. But your mind still gets confused a lot and you're still scared and you're trying to hold on to your past, your security. But you must let go because your career is moving you into travel a lot. It's going to move you into travel. You're going to be lucky in this career. You're going to pack up your stuff a lot and be on the road. But this career is coming to be what everything that you've wanted it to be. It's moving ahead. This has been what you've been manifesting. It's been what you've been looking forward to. Believe in the process here. Don't be scared because that's what will hold you back. As soon as you have fear, you're going to go backwards again. So you must trust and believe. So those are your two universal readings. Oh, I have one more question. I don't know what this is. This is for someone that's listening. Someone out there is asking a question or it's on their mind. Someone's sick around them. This could be a loved one, could be a mother, could be a husband. And they're worried about this person. Are they going to be okay? And I just want you to know if this is you out there, they're clearly going to be okay. Whatever it is they're going through, they're going to pull out of this. This has to be someone that's listening because I hear spirit telling me that this could be something they're going through that is like a health scare out there for this person, and you're kind of worried about them and you're wondering like, what's going to happen? But spirits tell me that it's going to be okay. So that message is for someone that's listening. So thank you so much for listening to my show. It has been super cool to be back. I've really missed this, and it really gives me a high, actually, when I do this because I just love connecting to spirit. So remember, I want to thank Sharla, and Sharla is my producer for this show, and she is Girls vs. Ghosts with Beth, and you can find them on social media. Also, again, I want to thank Heather. And Heather is our social media expert. I want to thank everyone else that's listening. I don't know if anyone's listening from Weird Weekends, but I want to thank them for such an amazing weekend with Donnie, Wendy, and Lindsay. Just great weekend. Look them up. on social media, and that's Weird Weekend, and you can keep up with all their updates. And my social media, again, is I'm very much more active on Instagram right now. So you can look me up there. And I will be posting my updates on them. One second. I had callers, and I didn't know I had callers, so I was confused about the callers. But I want to take them if it's okay with my producer for time. So let me just see, because I'm sorry, guys. I didn't know I had any. Okay. Well, I'm going to take the callers that I didn't know I had. I'm sorry. I apologize. But I'm going to take callers. I have them. I'm going to take four. So let's start with caller number one.
Hi, Carol. You're live on the air with Dina.
Hey, Dina. It's Carol. How are you?
Hi, Carol. Sorry for the delay.
No, trust me. I've missed you for the past 2 weeks.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. I didn't see any. I must have been rolling, and I wasn't looking at my prompter here from Charlotte. So.
No, okay. It was super good. And it's so funny the readings that you just did, universal readings. It was so funny when you brought up the health at the very end, because I've been like obsessing about something going on with my health, and I finally made doctor's appointments. And maybe it was for me, maybe it wasn't, but it was so funny because another time when I had spoken to you, It was like, I feel like it's my mom coming through, which is what happened the last time with her out of the blue before we got off of a conversation when you were talking to me one time and you said, by the way, stop worrying about your health. You're going to be fine. And it's just, you just blew me away when you just said, wait a second, there's something else about health, because I'm just like, I can't believe she just said that. And it may be for others, but it definitely hit me. So, well, as always, you just blow me away.
Well, I'm sorry I missed the call. Charlotte had texted me. I've seen them, but I must have been, like, caught up in whatever, and I missed her call. So,
no,
okay,
that's okay.
So what question do you have for me, Carol?
So my question is actually about my dog, Bruno. So Bruno has been acting very, very hyper, very like he's very super, super needy the past 3 weeks, whining a lot, attention. Like to me, it's almost like an attention seeking behavior. In fact, he just like blasted his way through the door when shortly before I got on the call with you, which is fine. He's actually being super chill right now. But I'm just worried about him. Like, I feel like, he had been sick a while ago, and he seems like he's on amends and doing well. But I just feel like there's something going on with him. Like, he's very just not himself with, like, just very hyperactive.
Did they have him? Okay, I see that. But he's just, there's nothing major wrong with him, first of all, let me tell you that. But the second thing is, it's just that it's almost like a kid that he had a scare, and now he just wants to be really close. He's over loving. This is almost like separation anxiety when toddlers go through that,
Okay.
This is like he's going through that period where he just wants to be around. He wants to be around, and he's getting anxious. He has a little fear. I would just, if you can, just get. They have this for animals. It's plug-in where it calms the air. It's it sends out some kind of thing. They have it in the PetSmart and stuff. And you put them in, and it just brings them down. He's just a little nervous. He's just feeling like something's going to go wrong because he knew he was sick, and he's just kind of coming out of that. It's just almost like a little nervous, like just worried. He wants to make sure you're around, wants to make sure. He's just got a little anxiety. But it's nothing big. So they have these for cats too. I'm pretty sure they must have something for dogs. You plug it in and it lets this awesome hormone out. Or you could just get some lavender. I was just gonna say
I have a diffuser and I just got actually, and I've been using it when you're talking about the meditating. I'm gonna do it in the morning It's lavender, frankincense, and something else where I put like a drop in the palm of my hands and just kind of take 10 slow, deep breaths and kind of relax with it, which I'm going to incorporate into the meditating.
That.
But I wonder if I put that in the diffuser, maybe that will kind of...
Yes, it will. He just needs to be calm. And I would like pet him and just, use some... You could put some lavender on your hands and pet his fur. Just work on calming him. Just bring him down. It's just anxiety. That's all it is.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Gina. And it was great talk show tonight. It was really, I got a lot out of it.
Well, thank you for calling, and I'm sorry about your delay.
No need to apologize. Okay. Thanks, Gina.
All right. Thank you, Carol. All right.
You're
welcome. I'm going to take second caller.
Hi, Nikki. You're live on the air with Dr. Gina.
Hi,
Dr. Nikki.
Gina. How are you?
Hi, Nikki. Thank you for calling in. I'm good. What do you have on your mind?
I'm glad you're okay.
Thank you. What do you have to ask me?
Well, what I wanted to ask was, the first time I called, you were like, my mom was worried about me worrying too much, and I need to slow down, and this and that. So I think I'm doing how I was before, and I know that March was manifestation month, and, I always ask for, clarity for my children and for myself and, to just kind of level off on some things I have been going through. So right before April started, I had this dream that, I was downstairs with my children watching TV, but the TV wasn't on, and then my daughter pushed my son, and he fell into the TV, and then the glass, it was like real dark glass, and the screen just shattered to the ground, and there was glass everywhere. And then I woke up the morning, I was like, oh, my God, my cycle of bad luck is over. So I'm like, thinking, or is that real?
Let me ask spirit this and see what they say. So hold on.
Okay.
So that's just you, and how – At the show talked about setting an intention before you go to sleep. That's through meditation. You actually had set an intention, but that was in your subconscious mind. You were setting an intention like, are my kids going to be okay? You set the intention to get the answer. So you didn't even know you did, but you did. So when you went into the dream state, you got your answer. And the answer was, it's just all in your mind. You have fear that things are going to happen. But they're not. They're things that you've put into your mind, and they're showing you that this is not true. You worry about this. It's fear, but it's all going to be okay because all that glass, everything that broke, that was an illusion. It didn't happen. It was not real. You woke up, everybody was fine. So what they're showing you, and your higher self is showing you, is there's no fear. Everybody's going to be okay. You can't control them all the time. You can't control them. You can't be with them all the time. But when you're not, you must just let go and know they're going to be okay. They're fine. Even though you're not with them all the time, you can't control it, but they're going to be fine.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. Because a lot of things, like with their teachers and their school and stuff that they're doing, I'm like, oh, you want them to? Oh, they can? Oh, okay. We'll do it. I didn't think they could really do this like that. And it's just really amazing to see them, growing and maturing and stuff like that. And I'm turning 40 in 2 days, and I'm like, what does 40 hold? Because I feel like I'm changing. I'm going through this whole metamorphosis. Like, who am I? What am I going to do? How is this going to be? What's left? What do I have? What am I looking forward to? It's just like,
if you need to play this show back, you can play the show back. Just listen to what was said, because it's now what you're going through is more or less an awakening. And I tell this to all my clients and a lot of people that find me. Like, when you find me and you talk to me, that means you're ready. It's a whole awakening of your soul. So tonight's show is all about just listening to your higher self for your next, where you're going, and I've been through this for sure. Just saying, where do you go next, and trusting. But
but I keep hearing spirit tell me, and I have to keep emphasizing this to you, it's letting go of control of your kids. Don't try to control everything. Give them their opinions. Give them their choice. Don't control things. Let it go and trust. I keep hearing that again and again. But again, for you, just listening to your higher self, and it will give you the answers. And try it before you go to sleep. Get that journal right next to your bed. Play the show over again and learn how to get more in touch with yourself. Okay?
Okay. Okay, I will. Thank you, Gina.
Thank you so much for calling in. I really love my caller. So thank you. I really appreciate it.
I love and appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you, Nikki. All right, I think I'm going to take two more callers, so I'm going to take another caller, three.
Hi,
Gina, you're live on the air with Dr. Gina.
Hi, Dr. Gina. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Hi, thank you. What is your name?
Christina.
Hi, Christina. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for waiting. Sure. Thank you. And
oh,
what
it's been
is
wonderful. So I want to thank you for sharing that information earlier. It was really great to just be reminded of the journaling, and I do meditate, but just to be more, focused on doing the inner work is always good. So I was dating a man for a year and a half or so, and about a year ago, I started to back off from the relationship, and
okay.
So it's kind of been going on. You know, he wants it to be there, but back on at the end of last year in December, like the very last few days, I just knew like it was over. Like I just needed it to stop and not be in, you know, intimately involved or anything. But he really hangs on, and so I'm okay with being friends with him, but he constantly pushes back and, you know, kind of tries to creep back in a way, like, you know, to create a different level again. And I'm really, but anyway, I know it's part of this, like, a soul challenge is to, like, stand my ground. I don't have a problem with that, but I'm just like, why won't he just let me go? Like, I don't understand.
Okay.
Like,
I know what spirit's telling me, that they're already butting in for me. So I'm going to definitely, I'm going to channel this question for you. So just listen to this. Okay. So this is a lot to do with you. Yes, you're right. This is about your lesson. It's your journey. It's one of the things that you want to learn, because you are telling him, but you're not really telling him. You're telling him, but you're leaving the door open. You're kind of like trying to be nice. You're too nice. You're saying like, yes, but you can only go so far. You can only go so far. Men and do not and know the boundaries here. And what they're saying is, they're saying that you need to step back. And if that means cutting him off, because you're not in another relationship, are you?
No. I have no
right?
interest, actually. Like, that's not my priority. My priority is my soul growth.
Okay. But you're not in another relationship. And you're not going to be. You're not going to be. And
By
you saying there's no interest or whatever like that, it's just like you need to shut this door to clear this chapter. Whether you don't want to be in a relationship or not, what you don't want to be in is the relationship that you were in with this person, you see?
Right. Okay.
And that will continue. We're only energy, and the universe and the laws of the universe don't know the difference. And I was telling a client this earlier, they don't know the difference. So if things are going wrong in your work life, they're most likely going to go wrong. Things are going to go wrong in your personal life too. And if they're going wrong in your love life, they're going to go wrong in your work life, because we're only energy and the universe doesn't distinguish that. So when you have energy or something that goes against what you feel, that's not going with your higher self, your soul, it's going to push back on that. And it's not going to distinguish. So things in all areas of life will not be as they want. You understand that?
I do. Yeah, I do. I haven't had, the career thing has never been in good standing for me. So,
and I'm telling you, it's all one thing. So as long as you're letting something challenge your belief, and if that's like taking advantage or pushing further than they want, that will happen in your career as well as it will happen in your love life, because again, that your only energy, and it doesn't distinguish that. And I see it in my life. If some things aren't going right in my career or my work life, things will fall apart with my family, my friendships, my love life. If things aren't going right with my love life, they'll fall apart in other areas, because we're only energy, and the energy is what's wrong, not the situation. You see? So you must change the situation so that the energy gets right, and then your vibration changes.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you for that clarification.
Thank you for thank you, Christine. Thank you so much for calling
thank
in
you.
And asking
take
the question. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. All right, I think I have one more caller. Caller 4.
Jennifer, you're live on the air with Dr. Gina.
Is that
hello,
me?
Jennifer. Hello.
Hi, Gina. I guess I ended up calling. How are you?
Good. It's nice to hear
I
your
I definitely
voice.
Missed you. So
oh,
glad you're back.
Thanks for calling in. You got great energy, so I love it. I love when all the callers call me very much, and I appreciate it. So thank you. And I usually do take my 5 callers, and I'm sorry that we're delayed, but what question do you have tonight?
I guess obviously it's still about the dude that but the thing is, like, I feel like I'm growing and that I'm kind of like, if he wants to act like a child, then he can, I know that there's a better thing out there for me. So mm-hmm. If you can read my energy or like, am I on the right path,
exactly.
I guess, like
I know already because they're already talking to me. So just listen to this one.
Hi, Bruce.
It's so funny. He just loves to talk to women about love. I just, at least he doesn't, like, choke me anymore. He just, like, kind of, like, tickles my throat. Sometimes he chokes me when he gets very excited, but now it's just, like, I'm here. Okay, so let's go. This relationship is definitely something that you have been in because you need to grow. It's waking you up in so many areas. It's giving you this contrast that makes you realize what you don't want, what you'll stand for, what makes your soul feel good, what your higher self agrees with, what doesn't. This relationship for you has grown you in so many ways, even though you weren't happy in so many situations. It's bringing you and growing you. So whether you're going to wind up with him or not, it's making such a difference because you're growing, you're understanding, you're sticking up for yourself. You're getting past so many of your tests where you were stepped on before in the past. You took things that you didn't deserve. You treated yourself bad. You're not that person anymore. You're growing. You're understanding who you are, what you deserve, what doesn't fit with you. So you're moving. And guess what? He will be changing with you. He's going to move and grow with you because you're showing him what it is you want and what it is who you are. You're not getting stepped on anymore. Yes, things might not be what they want to, what you want them to be in the relationship right now, but it is going to the point where you're going to get what you want. And if you don't get what you want, you won't mind losing it. So everything you're doing is you're moving in the right direction for sure. So anyway, that's good news for you, Jennifer. It seems like that sounded pretty good. So what I heard, and this obviously thank you, Bruce, but what I heard is like you're making the changes, like you're changing your vibration. You're passing one of your tests. You're understanding who you are, and you're not that same person, and you know it too. Your vibration is completely changing. You're elevating yourself, and you're not there yet. I'm not saying that's perfect, but hey, I'm not there yet. But you're on your way. And you're doing so well, and you're almost there. You're there. Like, you're on the path, Jennifer. Things are going to go exactly how you need them to go. I'm very proud of you. When I heard that message, I know you're on the right mm-hmm. path. And I know that this guy is going to move on your path, and if he doesn't, you won't mind losing him. So either way, you're in a win-win situation for sure.
Dang. I'll see you Thursday, FYI.
And you're coming into, I do, for anyone that listens, and I do readings in New York at a store on Thursday. So I have more time with Jennifer. So we will look into this at deeper length on Thursday.
All righty.
So
thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you. And if you forget what I said, you can always play this back on Blog Talk Radio.
Awesome.
Thank you, Jennifer. I'll see you
okay.
soon.
Okay,
right,
bye.
Okay, so thank you all for calling in. Thank you all for listening to my show. If you're listening pre-recorded show, I thank you too. I appreciate all the support. I appreciate it if you follow us on social media, Girls vs. Ghost Media on Instagram and on Facebook, and you can find me, psychic_medium_Dr. Gina, but I am also on Facebook as Gina Marie. But if you follow Girls vs. Ghost Media, you'll find all of us. So thank you, Sharla, my amazing producer, who was telling me I had callers, but I wasn't watching. Maybe I've been out of practice because I've been off for a few weeks. But I appreciate all my callers. I love my callers. I love everyone that's listening. I love the fact that you're helping support this show and that we're all growing together. And I think we've all grown so much as a community from when I started this show. I know that I'm growing. So I'm looking forward to April. In April, we're all going to practice meditation. So follow me on social media, and I will talk about that. And don't worry if your manifestations for March haven't come true yet, because you planted those seeds, and eventually they are going to manifest. It's not like no waste. So they weren't, they're going to come through. So April meditation is going to bring March manifestations in May. Watch and see. So again, thank you all. Thank you all for listening. And I will see you soon on the next Dr. Gina show. Bye.